Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. How do you discover your purpose? According to our special guest today, Deb Barasat, you have a cosmic job description. And we will be unpacking what your cosmic job description is in this juicy episode today. And welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you are new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get the straight scoop on exactly what it takes to make the leap from your corporate job and launch a coaching, consulting, or service-based business. And so frequently, I'm in a conversation with a woman who is fed up with her corporate job, wants to make the leap, be in charge of her own business and value proposition. She says, how do I discover my purpose? And truthfully, I don't have a great answer for that. If you have a purpose and you want to bring it to the market, then I am your gal. But if you want to discover your purpose in your cosmic job description, then it is my good friend and professional colleague, Deb Barasat. So without further ado, welcome to Life After Corporate, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. It is really great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
This is Deb Squared today.
Yes, it is.
The Deb Squared Show. And our voice imprints are different enough that everyone's going to be able to tell who's who in this conversation. But you are so amazing. So full disclosure, Deb and I are friends in real life. We met through a mutual friend, Kim Carpenter, who's still a very close colleague of mine and another expert in the Elevate Network. And Deb and I met through Kim, and I was always really impressed with her ability to identify challenges in the market, create valuable solutions for her clients, and really create immersive experiences where you emerge out the other side of having a clear understanding of why you're here and how to bring all of you to the world in what you do. And after several years of working in the corporate world as an internal think tank creator, an editorial director, a public relations leader for companies like Hallmark or Landmark, Deb chose to heed the call of her own soul and started her own business. And it's called, 5 years later, it's now known as Moxie Soul Spa. And she is also the founder of Club Moxie, which is an online membership community, which you will hear all about in this episode today. So without further ado, welcome Deb Barasat.
Well, thank you, Deb. I am really excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about your life after corporate journey, because Landmark, Hallmark, the marks are interesting.
I know, isn't it?
An interesting pattern. Yeah. So what led you to, I guess Landmark was your last corporate gig, so to speak.
That's right.
What was your pivotal, what was that pivotal moment when you decided, hey, time's up, I need to do something different?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get very real here in this conversation with you, Deb. So I had an awesome job, was doing meaningful work, and yet there had been this idea, this dream, this desire of mine that had been put on a back burner for years. And I knew it had something to do with, you know, creating my own business. I knew it had something to do with, you know, having joie de vivre, the quality of life. I did not have it figured out at all. So here I am doing my corporate job, and I'd just been through some really significant, challenging life changes. So I'd been through a divorce. I had moved cities. I had also declared a personal bankruptcy in 2016. And, you know, working hard and just, so I was 57, right? I'm 57. I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know, I should be grateful to be here. And yet I feel the call of something else. And I thought to myself, if I don't make a move now, if I don't make the choice to make the leap and risk in honor of my own dreams and desires, then what am I doing? And so I chose to actually take the plunge at a time when the outside world did not look like it was pointing me in that direction. And it was incredibly scary, but it's the best thing I ever did.
You know, I think something happens with women in their 50s. So our stories are really similar. I was in my mid-50s. I was getting a divorce, really burnt out in the corporate world, asking, you know, is this all there is? And never, ever having this burning desire to start my own business or launch my own company. So it was very interesting that that's what emerged out of this tumult and this really difficult time in my life. And it sounds like it was a very difficult time in yours as well. So how did you come up with the idea for Moxie?
Well, I knew that I wanted to do something meaningful. I knew I wanted to do something that had to do with having the courage to move beyond wherever we are now into something new and created. So I originally called my company Moxie Creative and Consulting because I thought that's a general enough umbrella name that whatever I wind up doing can fit underneath that umbrella, right? So I created some wiggle room for myself. I started out doing public relations work because that's how people knew me most recently. I'd been doing that for 12 years. But I quickly was able to shift and I wound up doing some executive coaching. And this is also super important. I started investing in myself. I started investing in some of my own training and some new ideas. And I did some training in neurotransformational coaching with a company called Be Above Leadership. Awesome women who run that company, by the way. And I just fell in love with how they have created using principles of neuroscience to aid coaches in doing great work. So I got exposed to that. I also did a great program offered by a man named Jeff Wilmore and got in touch with my own calling, which is that people experience beauty. And out of all that, I pivoted my company. And instead of doing PR and branding work, I started working with individuals on who are they now and reinvention. Like I consider reinvention to be a new, true expression of who you are now. But it really takes outside eyes on you and looking with you to be able to fully distinguish that.
I'm so glad that you brought up the whole process of investing in yourself, the concept of investing in yourself when you're reinventing, because none of us got to where we are alone. And that at this stage, and I think particularly at this stage in the journey, when you are in your 50s, it's a lot of the bullshit just kind of falls away, if we can speak frankly here. And you want to do things that matter and surround yourself with people that matter and learn new skills and not tolerate the stuff that you have been tolerating. And a lot of that might be mindset issues as well.
Oh.
And so this idea of fulfilling your purpose, and you were very intentional around Moxie when you first got started. My journey was a little bit more circular.
Yeah.
I went in circles a little bit first before I landed on the Launch Lab. And so many of the people who I meet, especially in this time of the Great Resignation, right? So where women are rethinking what work means for them and how to find more purpose in their life. This idea of purpose is so appealing, but it's really hard for people to nail down, you know, what is that thing that we're meant to be doing? So tell us a little bit more about how you approach the question of finding your purpose in the Moxie way.
Absolutely. So I find that people get a little wrapped around the axle about this, or a lot. because in part they're collapsing the notion of purpose with how that purpose gets expressed. So a lot of times when people say, I need to know my purpose, what am I supposed to be doing? They're thinking, you know, what job am I meant to get hired for next? And this is actually something much bigger than that, which is the good news, because once you distinguish your purpose, or as I like to call it, your cosmic job description, there are so many, many, many different ways that your purpose can get expressed. So I like to think of your cosmic job description is, it's like your essence. It's that core thing that captures what you stand for and why you exist. Now that sounds pretty big and weighty, but one way you can tell that it's really time to sort it out is because you feel a little out of whack. You don't have, the inspiration's kind of dried up and you feel kind of unmoored and uncertain about what the right path is for you. But when you have a cosmic job description, you can think of it this way. It's like your special way of loving the world, okay? If you were to think of life as one big potluck party, this thing that you bring is like, that is your dish that you bring to the party of life. It is that special something that, you know, I know if Deb Boulanger is coming to this potluck party, I can count on her to bring this, right? So for me, my cosmic job description is people experience beauty. And that's not just about pretty stuff, although it includes aesthetics. It's really about like the exaltation of the human spirit set free. To me, that's beautiful. You know, having people see the beauty in themselves, that is me getting my cosmic job description done. But the fact is, your cosmic job description isn't just related to what you do for a living, you know? So for example, I work with women from all over the country and outside the country, and have worked with dozens and dozens and dozens of them on distinguishing their cosmic job description. So for example, one woman's, her cosmic job description is being an expression of love. So she can express that cosmic job description through her work, and does. But she can also, like, even if she were retired and not working anymore, there's a ton of ways that she can have her cosmic job description expressed in relationships, in community, in her, maybe in her artwork, her writing, her relationships with friends and family, all over life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what I'm getting is your cosmic job description isn't necessarily about the work you do.
It's not necessarily.
Or it's bigger than the work you do.
It's bigger. It's bigger than the work you do. So, you know, given how much time that we spend, if we're working, right? We spend so much time and energy on that, that we definitely want to make sure that the work that we're doing does fulfill in some way on that cosmic job description. Or ultimately, you are going to be a little unhappy and maybe not even know why. But there's some part of you, your soul knows that what you're doing is not in alignment with who you really are. And I think that is a source of dispiritedness or restlessness in a lot of people.
Yeah, and it can happen at any age and stage. I think it happens to a lot of women in midlife because, you know, there is this wake-up call of time is ticking and the question emerges, is this all there is? And also what came to my mind when you were just speaking was that women tend to compartmentalize themselves. You know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I work and I do this. And now I have this new skill, so I'm going to focus in this new direction. And we lose sight that we are the accumulation of all of our experience, all of our values, and bringing all of us to the table. So I sometimes find when women are making the leap from corporate, they're kind of leaving everything that they've done behind including things that they volunteered at or they created on their own and are just kind of myopically focusing on what's next. And it sounds to me like the cosmic job description is where you get to bring all of you to the present moment for what's happening now.
That is so well said, Deb. You know, there's a really interesting thing that I do with folks where we gather intel. Because what I tell people is we're not just creating something out of thin air. There are already clues in how you've lived your life up to this point that they're like little signposts pointing in the direction of your cosmic job description. Because your essence isn't something we're making up today. It's already there, right? So there's ways to actually look for intel in your life. Little clues that can help you regarding, you know, what are your passions and your purpose. And when you pull these all together, they start to really paint a picture.
You know, it's so true. And I'm relating this to a recent experience I had this weekend where I led a retreat of my six-figure accelerator clients. And I hadn't led a retreat in a long time. And earlier this year, I had actually canceled a three-day, turned out to be virtual conference that I was planning. And as I started to explore this, as I started to plan for the three-day event, it just didn't feel in alignment with my values and how I like to show up for the people in my life. And I realized that, you know, I too, because we're Libra sisters, right? True confessions. We love the aesthetic. We love the beautiful. We love the feel, the texture of experience, the colors, the flavors, and all of the things that bring experiences to life. But I also realized I love intimacy. Mm. And I love providing those safe, intimate experiences for women. And leading a retreat this weekend, I was like, oh, well, I could lead an intimate retreat experience instead of a conference for, say, 25 or 30 women who wanted this container of exploration in this beautiful, aesthetically pleasing environment. So we'd love to hear from you on a story, either your own personal story that you realized about your cosmic job description or how one of your clients experienced this by collecting that intel regarding, you know, the clues, the cues about your passion and purpose and who you are in this new phase of being.
Sure. Well, I can share a little of both, actually. So with regard to myself, one of the things that I highly recommend is when you know what your purpose, your cosmic job description is, you want to get it woven throughout your business. So, you know, I loved hearing what you just shared about, you know, your love of these intimate, safe settings, because that I'm sure speaks to your purpose. So for mine, people experience beauty, you know, so I offer these soul care classes. Actually, there's a curriculum of three different programs. And in the Soul Care Masterclass, which is the foundational program, I had this urge, kind of like you just described. I thought, I want to send everybody in this class some presents. And so I send them a Moxie box. And when you open the Moxie box, Deb, first of all, I've got a little cotton puff in there with essential oils. So this aroma wafts up as you open the box. And so they've got this beautiful Moxie notebook and the class materials. But in addition, I've also got two seemingly, you know, extraneous gifts in there. And I'm not going to say what they are because it's a surprise for people who do it. But suffice to say, there are these beautiful little items that they open up that enhance their experience. Okay, I'll tell you what one of them is. It's my most favorite incense in the world, Japanese incense. And so part of what I'm doing here is, you know, these are beautifully wrapped in gorgeous papers by me. And it's a way for me to pour my heart and soul into what I'm doing that gives me great pleasure. And I have gotten so many thank yous and comments and, you know, photographs of the open box because people are so excited about getting these. You know, another thing that I do is in the programs themselves, you know, the very things that we are in conversation about and looking at, like in advanced soul care, we're on this, what I call a winding riverboat journey through these different topics of life. And it includes things like creativity and your innovation, or sorry, intuition and your style and your home as your sanctuary. And so what I'm doing is, you know, I share everything from poetry to a little philosophy to visuals that stimulate your senses and your imagination. So the whole way that I actually even deliver the programs feels really in line with who I am. So an example of somebody else. So for example, an artist who's a member of Club Moxie just recently did the Discover Your Purpose workshop. And she discovered that her cosmic job description is she's a catalyst for authenticity and delight. Now, she texted me after the workshop and she said, I have to tell you, I was super skeptical about how is this going to get handled in the space of 90 minutes in a group. That'd be great, but I doubt it. And she said, when it clicked, it just clicked. And she said, she looked back and she saw all the places in her life where who she is actually is a catalyst for authenticity and delight. And she said it also has given her this through line, a theme, like a sense of coherence for her artwork going forward, to have that be the core of what she's up to. And then there's another woman who recently retired. She moved to Arizona. She discovered her cosmic job description is, it's something along the lines of, you know, where I am, there is love and community. So she's not even looking for a job anymore. She's not in that phase. So what she did was she created a whole project in her new community where, you know, she moved in. She knew not a soul. And she organized some community events that are sort of like these salons. Remember the notion of the salon back from the Left Bank of Paris?
We were just talking about that this morning. It's so funny. In the accelerator call, I said women created salons way back in Paris. And I think it was I couldn't remember the history of the women creating the salons, but absolutely, we were talking about this today.
Well, Gertrude Stein mm-hmm. was a big salon host. You know, she's like the poster child for the salons. But how funny. See, there's a little synchronicity right there. So anyway, Gail is out there in Arizona, and she organizes these salons in her neighborhood. And, you know, she is now seen as basically, you know, the center of this hub of this lively community where months ago she knew no one. So that's another example of a perfect expression of somebody's cosmic job description.
I think that's beautiful. And it's also getting us out of our habit of doing. Right. So we are always doing for others as women, right? So we are caretakers for our families, for our children. We tend to come from a place of care and generosity for other people. If we're in the workplace, we're doing and getting our KPIs accomplished and meeting our goals and objectives. And in the entrepreneurial journey, it's so tempting to need to do all the things and check all the boxes and have lead magnets and downloads and do live launches and do webinars and doing all the things. But there's very little focus on who am I being? And I get this layer, this extra layer from what you're talking about. And what is my meaning in what I'm doing? So it's like the meaning of being and doing.
Well, exactly. I mean, when I'm gone, I don't think I'm going to be remembered for my lead magnets, you know? I highly doubt it. And I mean, here's the thing that I think gets overlooked is, you know, when we are skimming through social media or our emails or whatever, there are those instances that stand out where all of a sudden you sort of stop in your tracks and you don't even know why, but there's something very real about what you're seeing and hearing, and there's something inside you that recognizes that. And I think there's a whole lot to be said for the, you know, unfiltered, unairbrushed, you know, imperfect us getting out there and truly speaking from the heart instead of being all worried about having a pre-scripted perfect something, because people can feel that. You know, I am now 61. I am not a model. You know, my bottom teeth are a little crooked and I notice it every time I do a Facebook Live, and my hair tends to be a little too wild for some people. And you know, I don't dress in a corporate sort of way, but you know what? When the kindred spirits see my stuff, they stop and they listen. How do I know that? Because they tell me. I say, how did you find me? And they go, you know, you were doing a Facebook Live. You were just walking down the street and you were talking. And I don't even remember what you were talking about, but I just thought, I like her. I'm going to hear what she's got to say. And, you know, isn't that how we connect in real life anyway?
Yeah. Authenticity is magnetic. It really is. And I love what you said, because it's so true. We're on this podcast right now because I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw your feed about the, well, first of all, I love everything you post because it's colorful, it's entertaining. There's a usually deep insight embedded in it as well. And when you posted about the cosmic job description and how that's tied to finding your purpose, it really resonated with me. And I, right there in the post, I said, Deb, I'd love to have you on the podcast. And so that's right. How we got here. So that's absolutely, right. It was your authenticity and your expressing of the cosmic job description that led to this conversation today. So when women are asking, you know, how do I find my purpose? How do I live my life on purpose? What direction can you give them?
Well, I think it's worth sitting down and giving yourself a little space to just kind of take a look back over your life. I mean, I can tell you some of the things to think about, right? I mean, you can look at, what do other people say you're really good at? You know, we often tend to sort of undervalue or discount what other people say, like, well, they don't really know. Well, they actually know a lot. So what do other people say you're really good at is a super source of clues. And also, what do other people say that you're passionate about? Because they've been observing you a long time. Another clue is, what do you post a lot about on social media? You know, what kinds of memes, what kinds of stories, what kinds of messages do you post? Because those are all clues, and you can just go right back to your social media and look. They're clues to what catches your attention and what you deem worth sharing and putting out there in the world. I also like to ask people to look at, you know, are there themes that run through your life, in your career, your hobbies? And I ask people to think about, when have you been the happiest? When were you the most fulfilled? When were you in your flow? And again, back to your earlier point, I am not just talking about career-related moments and experiences. I'm talking about your whole life. So, you know, for example, I just flashed as I said that back when I was a little kid, I used to love to go out into the woods and make these little tiny fairy houses. And I had this fun fantasy that somebody is going to walk down this woody path and they're going to see this little fairy house and they're going to have a magical moment. Now, whether that actually ever happened or not, who knows? But it does point to something. Like, I love creating these special little moments of wonder and delight for people, moments of beauty. So think about those kinds of moments. And then also think about what kinds of experiences you would still love to fit into this one wild and precious life of yours. Thank you, Mary Oliver, right? And whether there's particular dreams or desires that stir your soul. Like I will go ahead and say, I have this longstanding dream of renting a villa in Tuscany and creating a week-long experience where half the day we're having these cool workshops and people are super well-fed, and the other half of the day, they're just free to wander around. You know, do I have an actual plan for that at the moment? No, but it is right there for me when I look at what are some of the fun things I'd like to do. And as you can see or hear, you know, that dream is also completely consistent with people experience beauty. So there are a lot of clues out there.
I'm in for the Tuscan retreat, by the way.
Awesome. Doesn't this sound fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. It's so in alignment with what I love. But you know what I'm getting out of this conversation is that it's not just for women in midlife and women in their 50s, that if you're, you know, in your early 30s and you're looking at what is it that I want to create with this one wild and precious life, that this framework still works for you. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I wish I had discovered this early on as a young adult, because to be honest, it would have settled a lot of the, disquiet about, am I just bouncing around in life? You know, it didn't look like I was on a clear trajectory, although as we look back on life, we can connect the dots in ways that you can't when you're moving forward.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I also want to make a commitment to the young women who are coming up in life behind me that you don't have to take the same road I took. You don't have to kill yourself in corporate. You don't have to struggle for the recognition there if you don't want to. And what I'm finding, my son is 22, and I'm finding in his generation, it's like, I want to start a new business with my friends. I'm not really excited about working in a corporate job, although I will put in my time until I get the money and the insight of what I want to do next. But they're coming equipped with this idea of they want to create something on their own anyway. And I think that's beautiful. And I see that in the young women that I'm meeting as well, that they don't feel like they have to play by the rules, that they can create their own rules, which I think is a beautiful thing.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And good for your son. Although that apple didn't fall far from the tree now, really, did it?
And he's a beautiful, compassionate, wonderful human being.
Of course.
So I'm a little bit biased, but
I love that.
So Deb, if people are listening to this podcast episode and saying, oh my God, you know, I really resonate with what Deb Barisett is saying, and I want more of her. I'd love some Moxie in my life. How can they get in touch with you? How can they experience Moxie living? And what's the best way?
Great. So my website is moxiesoulspa.com. That's MOXIESOULSPA.com. And I'm also on Instagram. The handle is Moxie Soul Spa. And the link in my bio has links to current workshops, Club Moxie. You know, by the way, Club Moxie is awesome. And our founding members represent 33 states in the District of Columbia. And we just started in late August, and it is a vibrant community of women who are growth-oriented and positive and extremely supportive of each other. So I'd love to welcome people in.
Wonderful. And we'll put all of those links in the show notes, my friend, so you can go ahead and grab them there. And Deb, thank you so much for joining Life After Corporate. This has been a really wonderful way to catch up with you, and also a wonderful way to show our listeners that there is a path. There's a path that's fun, that's creative, that's immersive, that brings all of you to the table in helping define your next. So thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And I wish I'd known about you when I was in that phase of life. I'm grateful to know you now, Deb. Thank you so much.
Well, there's always opportunity for collaboration. I'm serious about that Tuscan retreat. We can figure something out. Well, that's it for now, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to Life After Corporate. I know there's a lot of ways you could be spending these 30 minutes that you've spent with us, and I am grateful to you. If you've been inspired by this episode, please take a moment, leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. And that's it for now. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.